Hello, let's do it again. It's time to learn and improve your American English reading and speaking skills. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is. We begin today with information about a new way to help soldiers deal with the mental damage that war often does to them. Then, we'll have some information about some Chinese officials and how they got illegal elephant ivory into their country. We have all you need to know if you'll just sit back and listen to VOA. Here is part one. A film project is helping American soldiers deal with mental health problems caused by the violence of war. The condition is called post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The project gets soldiers to share their experiences with friends, family members, and other military veterans. Christopher Cruz tells us more about the project, which is led by someone with a last name you may have heard before.
Three friends are deciding what to do with their lives after completing high school. Their decision? Join the United States Army. But fighting in Afghanistan affected these soldiers. They now suffer from psychological trauma, a condition resulting from what they experienced. The film project lets them make and act in films in the hope that it will ease their PTSD. The project is called I Was There. It was the idea of Ben Patton, a grandson of George Patton, one of the best-known American generals during World War II. Ben Patton is a psychologist and movie producer. He travels to United States Army bases. At each stop, he spends 4 days helping soldiers tell their stories and express their emotions on film.
They will go from often being unengaging and unwilling to engage and not really in a situation or a state of mind where they want to share anything with anyone, even their own family or their battle buddies. And by the end of the sessions, by the end of the final session, they have produced, in collaboration with two or three other fellow veterans, short films, really topically about anything they want, but 95% of the time it relates in some way to the service-related stress that they've experienced.
Soldiers taking part in the project have made about 300 films. Mr. Patton says studies done in the weeks after the films were made have shown a 20% drop in post-traumatic stress symptoms. Dr. Rivka Tuval-Mashiach is a clinical psychologist. She serves as an advisor to the program.
Just being listened to without being judged, without being offered quick solutions is really very effective in contributing to a higher self-esteem, to a higher self-confidence.
Sergeant Pamela Truitt spoke about her experience with the program.
Day one, you're coming in, someone like me comes in, not feeling at ease at all, and not sure how things are going to turn out. To day four, I'm coming in here with a smile on my face, feeling like I have a purpose in life today.
Army Sergeant Gary Sands wrote and acted in his film, which he called Crossroads Rise.
I just opened myself to the experience and what they were trying to say and took it in and thought, hey, well, let's see where this goes. Maybe we can do something with this. And it was impressive.
Sergeant Sands, his wife Claudia, and others are being urged to share their film and experiences with family members and friends. Ben Patton says the project is helping veterans and their families recover from the problems created by PTSD. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. An environmental group says people traveling with China's president loaded an airplane with illegal ivory during a state visit to Tanzania last year. The Environmental Investigation Agency, EIA, reported the finding. The illegal ivory trade has harmed elephant populations in Tanzania and other African countries. As we hear from Jerry Watson, the unlawful trade is meant to meet a growing demand for ivory in Asia.
The EIA report says a group traveling with Chinese President Xi Jinping bought a large amount of ivory in Tanzania last year. The report says the amount was so big that prices for the elephant tusks increased by 100%. It says the price rose to $700 per kilogram. The EIA reported that the tusks were flown to China on the president's airplane. In a video released by the group, a Tanzanian ivory dealer discusses the Chinese agreement with an investigator who was working in secret to collect information. The trader gets the Chinese president's name wrong. He says, "Mr. Ping." The investigator corrects him, "Jinping." The trader then mentions an illegal agreement.
Many kilos, well, many kilos. Half of his plane goes that business.
The trader says he knows this is true because the Chinese buy ivory from dealers in Tanzania. The EIA report says the nation is the biggest source of illegal ivory seized around the world. Ivory trafficking, the illegal trade, follows established trade routes. It usually begins in the country's own reserves or wildlife areas that are supposed to be protected. Tanzania's Selous Reserve is among parks where poachers carry out attacks. These hunters kill the animals inside the parks. The ivory then is collected in villages and taken to the port of Dar es Salaam. The material is shipped to Asia. Finally, in China, people cut and shape the ivory and sell it as a decoration. EIA wildlife campaigner Shruti Suresh says all these activities would be impossible if Tanzanian officials did not cooperate.
Because of the scale of this and seeing that there are several tons of ivory going through government posts past government officials, it is clear that this corruption permeates to the highest levels of government.
The EIA says Tanzania has lost two-thirds of its elephants since 2006, mostly by poaching. In that time, the number of elephants in the Selous Reserve has fallen from 70,000 to just 13,000 in 2013. Shruti Suresh describes the shrinking population as dire in the extreme.
So it's quite shocking, and if we do not stop this rate of decline, we really don't know if Tanzania will have elephants in the near future.
China has promised to take steps against ivory trafficking. Officials in one city, Guangzhou, crushed more than 6 tons of ivory early this year to show their desire to correct the situation. African countries struck hard by poaching sent representatives to the event. I'm Jerry Watson.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA, the Voice of America. Goodbye for now.